Thank you so much for your lovely presentation and exchange together. We are directly going to open for a discussion and question with all of us here, and also if you're online, you can put your questions in the chat and we'll relay them in the room. So I'll turn around and see if we do have any questions for the audience or any comment or response. I wanted to ask you, as your concept of holding country was really interesting, and could you perhaps tell us a bit more about how you consider this in relation to caring for country, which is an Indigenous conception of relationship to the land, which is embodied and reciprocal in the sense that for Indigenous people in Australia, you care for country because country cares for you. Yes. Perhaps can you tell us a bit more about your ideas and how that informed your thinking?
Yes. Well, I think it's summed up actually with Mary Graham's point about the principles of balance. See if I find her actual words there. She says morality is physical. So this is the same, of course, when you're attending for a child with a child as a mother, as a parent or a father for that matter. She emphasizes the value of coherence, proportion, balance, predictability. She's straddling two cultures. She's talking like a philosopher here. But principles learned from reading traces. So a sort of kinesthetic knowledge, a way of understanding a nature intuitively through the phenomenology of the landscape or the geography of the landscape, the signs and patterns, and not only on the land, but from stars to species. And again, the sense that culturally one can revive the land by singing up the land and learning its patterns and respecting its patterns and ways. So it's, and then the list of features that I gave you of holding labor would apply cross-culturally, because they're basically, each point is a point about respecting the way that nature, that ecosystems work. In my book, Ecofeminism as Politics, there's a section there, I think it's called, it might be a chapter called A Barefoot Epistemology, epistemology being a theory of knowledge and a way of knowing. And it compares the holding labors with three different ecofeminist women. They weren't ecofeminists before they started, but they were by the time they finished. One is Sarah Ruddick, who you may have heard of. She's a very famous American philosopher, and she was writing about caregiving, and her classic description of taking care of a child and avoiding risk, precautionary, is an example of holding labor in a Western domestic context. But you have Vandana Shiva, a very famous Indian physicist, come activist, come environmentalist, come troublemaker, who describes the holding labors of Indian, the forest women of North India, and how they transfer the fertilizers from the animals to the forest, and the crop waste to the animals, and so forth. So they actually have, they're holding an ecosystem in place by this integrative knowledge. It's the absolute opposite of the Western way of breaking everything down into analytic units and then reassembling them. Does it help?
Yes, thank you so much.
Now, this is Daria speaking. Thank you very much, Ariel and Margot, for your discussion. And thank you again, Ariel, for your very valuable input as scientific advisor for Reclaim the Earth. I have a question about something you've not said today, but something you've written previously, and I thought would be interested to develop. You've written that climate change is sex-gendered. Could you develop on that?
That's right. Well, it's a fact that causes and effects are I'm afraid it's men's design of the economy and their deep implication in it, the mainstream global economic system, and their privileges which they allow themselves and the consumption which they allow themselves within that system, which is actually driving climate change. And there's a lot of information. That work was that's published in a book by Routledge called Routledge Handbook of Global Transformation. So you can check it out. But there's an enormous amount of information about this. Collected by Women's Environment Network in London for a start, who've done a lot of surveys and studies of women's activities. There's the German Gender Net, which has been very active in the COP meetings over the last couple of decades or so, and climate meetings, and they have researched it enormously. And the Ministry for Environment in Sweden appointed a special researcher to look into this, and she collected a lot of data and published it on the gendering. There's another write-up of that, which I'd be happy to send you an electronic copy. It's a shorter chapter. From another book I have on eco-sufficiency. So, but it's not too hard to figure out if you just walk around and look.
Thank you. If there are any other questions, we can pass on the mic to you. I think we Daya, did you have no? Okay. Yes. Thank you so much for your contribution. I think we might continue on, and I hope you can stay and also continue to listen to the day. Thank you so much again for your wonderful contribution.